Hear that?
Yeah, sounds like thunder. Hey! Hey! What are you doing with my laptop? Hey, dude, come on, give it back. It's gonna get soaked.
Hold on. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell, man? You wanna get hit by lightning? Come on, man, give it back to me, dude.
No, stop. Do you hear that? Do you know what that means?
Time to go back inside?
No, you moron. The storm hour is on.
Hello, and welcome to the Storm Hour. Yes, that's right. It's a show where you hear my voice, Jake Chief, as well as Shirley Martin's voice. How are you today, Shirley?
Oh, I'm good.
That's magnificent. So how's your week been?
Oh, my week's been pretty good. Busy, working on all kinds of stuff.
Same here. It's, you know, I've been very hectic. And I just want to point this out right now that tomorrow will be the worldwide premiere at Indie Theater of my movie 2 Weeks in Texas, starring Killian. Starring Killian in Afterthought, Ken White, Mrs. Guppy, and Shirley Martin. So, you know, that should be lots of fun. I can't wait until the premiere. Hoping that lots of people will come. My week has been swell. I finished actually a week ago from 2 days ago or something. I finished last Friday. I finished 2 weeks in Texas, and then and Monk's gonna watch that in a sec. I just sent him a link to the movie, and where only certain people can view it. I think the movie went well. It was this is usually I get a sigh of relief after I finish a movie, but weirdly enough, like, you know, just like I'm happy to get out of the way of that movie. But weirdly enough, I was actually disappointed that I finished the movie. It was lots of fun of making, and took me a few months. You know, which is pretty good compared to Roger. You know, it took Roger around 3 years to start it. Roger is very pleased with this, which made my day, and which I'm happy about, since, you know, he wrote the script and it's based off of his life. So I'm very happy with the way how it turned out, and I hope lots of people think the same as Roger and I feel, and I feel happy about it. So, I have, before we get into things, I did a little Q&A with Chris Aulis, with some stuff that he did. It was just like two questions, I think, but it's, I think it's worth mentioning. So, I think I'll just go ahead with that. Right now. So, I asked Chris Aulis, what do you personally want for MovieStorm to have in the future? And he said, I put a lot of requests in for changes in the code. Lots of stuff to make props more flexible in the package to behave more like the sort of animation tool I'm familiar with. I think if those changes go in, we'll see a sudden shift in the types of movies you can make with it. And then I asked him, how do you make all the animations and textures for MovieStorm? He then said, I use 3ds Max for all the model building and animations, which I've been using for about 15 years, which I actually think is that's a big span for, because that's around when computers started coming out. He started when it was 3D Studio 3 for DOS. The textures are made with PaintShop Pro or Photoshop. Both are just the result of lots of practice, I guess. I don't realize on reference material, but it can be helpful in both cases. But so those are just two questions I asked Chris Aulis a couple weeks ago, and I decided to share them here. And, you know, it was nice of him to offer being, you know, doing a quick interview with like that. So, yeah, so thank you, Chris Ald, for that little time. That was lots of fun. And, yeah, so do you, so what do you, so what's in the movie storm this week? Besides,
well, speaking of Chris.
Yeah.
He has, 2 new mods out. I will post the links. The first one is Cthulhu. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. And he's scalable. He can fly. You're really cool looking. and according to my daughter, the best Cthulhu she's ever seen. And another one he has out is Free Bees and Flies. And I will grab that link and put it in the chat.
And I just want to mention something very quickly, which Monk just let me know. He said, Autodesk 3D Max 2011. Do you know how much that costs right now? Which apparently I think is new because it's 2011. $3,495.
Ooh.
Which is a crap load of money. and he says, I have bought cars for less money. And he said, that is a very good program. And I'm like, you have a car? He's like, yes, and it doesn't work. So, thanks for that info, Monk. But, yeah.
All right, well, yeah, anyways, those two mods have been released this week. And have you noticed any other mods, Jake?
Well, you know, KV came out with some stuff, which he also did for my thingamajig, my modding competition. And so he has a couple of mods out now. He has a fish tank, which is new, which he put on my thing, and also his house, like everyday household items, which he also has, which, you know, I think he released that before and put that in my competition, but that's also out. So that's just a couple new things.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's a couple new stuff, and then you're coming out with some new stuff as well, aren't you?
Well, I'm working on some medieval furniture and then a fairy tale pack.
Yeah, that's cool. I just was about to say something else, but I forgot it. But, yeah, it's lots of good mods coming out now. It's really happy to see in what direction MoveStorm is going in right now. You know, I'm happy to see that Chris Wallace has his own modding site, which is cool. And, you know, it's, so yeah, everything seems like it's going smoothly in MoveStorm right now.
Yeah, and if you follow the Matt's blog, the MoveStorm News, there's a interview with Chris, and there's also some articles, Know Your Limits, The Essence of Action Movies, and Murphy's Law, how it applies to filming, which are very good articles to check out. I put the link in the chat. Yeah, I think that's pretty much everything that I've seen that was new on the MoveStorm forums.
Yes, same. Yeah, I'm gonna just go check one more time and see. Yeah, my computer's acting very slow today. It's like it doesn't want to behave. I should just get a whip or something. But yeah, it's
yeah, there's still the gesture competition by Prima is still going on, and Ben Tuttle's noir competition.
Yeah, and did you mention that Crystal's account with a new mod, too, called Bees and Fleet and Flies?
Yeah, I put the link in the chat.
I did? Okay. Yeah, it seems like it's about it. It's, you know, it's lots of stuff going on now, though. You know, we ought to be missing something. But, yeah, so I think we got most of the grounds on that. Oh, crap. Okay, I'm okay. sorry. So, yeah, it's going well here, and, you know, like, I just want to pimp my modding competition again. You know, you have just a few more days to do that. It ends February 3rd, and so get your stuff out now before it's too late. So, yeah, so that's fun. And what else? I also have a movie out right now called Kurokin, which is based off of, which is written by Shirley Martin. And it's based off of a fictional story of Ken White, who is, whose life is average until it gets all screwed up, after he wins the lottery. So, will he cash in the ticket before, you know, he loses it? Who knows? You have to watch the movie to find out. And, yeah, so, you know, it's going well. I just want to do a quick JTF recommendation.
Okay.
Before, yeah. And then we can go into, like, an early break or something. So we can get our guest in. And speaking of our guest, the JTF recommendation for this week is Chronicles of Humanity, the trailer, which is by, Darth Angelus, which is very, very well done. I love all the, special effects in it.
Yes,
it's just, it's really remarkable. You know, you usually don't see much sci-fi stuff around these days with Movie Storm. And I'm just happy to see what he put into it. You know, very well made. I expect that he put lots of effort into it and effort well done. So kudos to Darth Angelus for that. And so, maybe if Monk's there, we can take an early break. And then bring in Darth Angelus. Oh, hello, and we're back live, apparently. Yes, and we have Damien or Darth Angelus with us. With us today. So, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. And so, tell our all of our viewers that don't know about your series, Chronicles of Humanity, about what that's about.
It's a remake of the series I made originally with The Sims, and basically it's set in the 24th century, and it begins with a mining accident, and the miners on that planet are not happy with the work conditions, so they have a sort of uprising, and the government comes in to basically try and put them back to work, and the whole situation escalates, and there's a battle, and the whole story follows on from that, really.
Well, and who stars in it?
There's loads of people in it. Ricky Graves in it. He plays Captain Heyman. Phil Rice is in it. He is another captain. Felicia Day is a special guest in the. She plays a journalist. Yeah. Well, I think we all do, don't we?
And I also just want to backtrack for a second, which is usually my first question. How did you start out with Movie Storm?
Halloween 2009, I decided I wanted to do something spooky, and so I created Alone, which is a film very much inspired by Alien and Aliens and those films. And I was really impressed with the results of that film, so I thought, I really like Movie Storm and I'm going to carry on using it. It's just something I picked up randomly and just thought I'd give it a go and see what happens.
Just had a question. I forgot it.
That's right.
So, what did you do your special effects in?
I used a program called Particle Illusion. To render the footage from Movie Storm, and then you import it into Particle Illusion, and basically just draw what you want to appear, like the weapons and explosions and so on. It's very easy to learn. It's a good way to get started with special effects.
And do they have a free trial or?
I believe so. I'll have to have looked that up, I think.
Oh, I can look.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy to use.
Yeah, it's you have a timeline like you would in Movie Storm, and you pick the effect you want. So let's say an explosion, and you basically place it on the screen. And if it's an explosion you want to move, you can drag it where you want it to go, and move the timeline along. So it will move with the time, if that makes any sense.
Mhm. And I just have of one of my questions. What packs do you have?
The official packs or the modded packs?
Both.
Alright, I've got the sci-fi pack. I've got all the sort of clothing and hair, those kind of packs, and I've got some of lots of sort of furniture, you know, I can't remember all their names, but the ones with lots of furniture and animations for people interacting, the social ones and that kind of thing.
The domestic drama.
Yeah, I've got the crime and the law enforcement ones, which is handy for all the guns and things. For the mods, pretty much everything I created myself, and I'll probably release some of that after the series is finished. Because I make it as I go along, so if I release like now, I'll probably add more to it later.
And I'm also guessing that sci-fi is your favorite genre?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I grew up watching Star Trek and Babylon 5, so I really like those kind of stories, and so now I can make my own. It's something I really like doing.
Did those stories like influence you to make Chronicles of Humanity?
Yeah, pretty much. Especially Babylon 5. I like the whole design of the ships and the battles and all the characters, and when you watch Chronicles of Humanity, you'll see there's definite influence from that.
And when can we expect Chronicles of Humanity to come out?
I don't have a date yet because all the episodes are finished, but I have no music. So I've contacted one composer, but if I don't hear back from him, I'm looking for anyone listening. If you've got music to offer, I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say.
All right, and I just got a question come in. He said, Jake, I'll just ask the question. How the heck did you get Felicia Day to appear in your Machinima?
She's a friend of mine, so I just had to ask.
Okay.
Well, that's true. She's a very nice person.
Are your voice actors and actresses, are they in the Sims version as well?
Yeah,
are they using the same voiceovers?
Most of the, just about every voice, all the recordings in the original are in the new version, so I didn't have to go back and ask anyone. There was two characters I replaced because I wasn't so happy with the quality of the recordings, but I got someone new in to do those, and she did a really good job. But otherwise, yeah, it's pretty much the same.
Cool. And what, are you planning to make anything else besides Chronicles of Humanity?
Yeah, a friend of mine wrote a vampire script. That's just a short thing that's poking fun at the Twilight films. And so, once I finish Chronicles, I'm going to do that as a slightly different, just a bit of fun, before I do more Chronicles.
Do you mind telling us what that one's about?
Well, the vampire one.
Yeah, the vampire one.
It's kind of... It's about this girl who hunts vampires, and she really doesn't like the sparkly vampires that you get in Twilight. So she's hunting those down. She really hates them. And it's very funny. So it'll be fun.
Sounds like it, yeah. Cheryl, do you have any questions?
Okay, you mentioned in the chat that you use SketchUp to create your mods.
That's right.
Okay. About how long does it do you usually work on mods for your film?
Well, basically it depends on what I trying to create and what I need. I was doing one scene that's set in a space station, and I thought, well, I needed some decoration, so I need some crates, you know, not just wooden boxes, but I wanted some sort of futuristic metal-looking crates, so I created a bunch of those and some barrels, and those are pretty quick because they're simple objects. But then models more of that, more complex, like ships, take a long time, and so I basically sketch out on paper a rough idea of what I want the ship to look like, and then I try and put it together in SketchUp, and sometimes it works, and sometimes I have to take a while to get it looking in a way that I'm happy with. Some really complex ships, really massive ones, took a long time, and some really space stations and things like that. Again, it took a while. I didn't time it, but yeah.
Yeah, I ask because I tried to make an airplane from World War II.
Alright.
And I spent about 2 days on it.
You finish it?
Got really mad with SketchUp because, you know, sometimes even if you're connecting the lines, it'll say that they're not connecting. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you finish it?
I got as far as I got the body and one of the wings done, and right. Had to set it aside because SketchUp was making me mad. I'll go back and work on it some more, but I had to walk away from it for a little while.
Yeah, I understand. This one trick, it's not going to really work with a plane, but I made my ship so they didn't have to be symmetrical. So there's all sorts of weird bits sticking out in all over the place, and the idea was it wouldn't matter if things didn't line up because I wanted them to look that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I cheated a little bit.
Yeah, you kind of have to, especially with SketchUp. Now I think last week, when Kente was on with me, you were saying that you had a bunch of the episodes already done.
Yeah, that's right. I finished them all now. There's 8 of them. Originally there was 10, and I'd split 2 of the stories up into halves, but then I decided, that, as I was working on this remake, that it was actually better to put them back together, so 4 episodes became 2. So now I've got 8. And they're all done, it's just the music I'm waiting for.
So about how long are they going to be each?
Most of them are about 6 to 8 minutes long. There's a few longer ones that go on to 11, and the longest one is 14, which is the big epic battle at the end.
Jake, do you have any other questions?
Oh,
wait, okay, there he is.
Yeah, sorry, I'm here. So, what other genres do you like to film besides sci-fi?
I like spy films, James Bond, Bourne Identity, and things like that. Some fantasy. I'm not so keen on Harry Potter, but I do like Lord of the Rings, and I'm eager to see what we do with The Hobbit.
And
comedy's always good.
Yeah, I like comedy stuff. But also, what kind of Mission Impossible movies do you also like as well?
Oh, I'll basically watch anything, as long as it's got something. Because I suddenly, so I watch videos and help out with the expo. I've seen loads of machinery that gets submitted, so I'm quite open to watch anything. It doesn't really matter what game it's made in, or if it's made with Icon or Mobystorm. As long as it's just got something that catches my interest, I'll watch it. And
before you started using Mobystorm, have you heard of the program?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that.
Alright, before you started using Mobystorm, did you ever hear about the program?
Before I started doing the Sims version, that's actually for my final year degree project for college. But one of the things I had to do was write a report about different engines I could use, and Mobystorm was one of the ones I looked at. And at the time, it wasn't ready for what I had in mind. Although, if I waited a couple of months, it probably would have been, but I didn't have that luxury because it was on a timeline for the
What do you think of the progress now for Mobystorm?
It's come a long way since I looked at it back then. Especially since they added the new character faces and the ability to create your new character faces. That's really impressive. And there's a lot more content. All those content packs that come out since then. A lot more animations, which is always nice. And the modding ability. I mean, I couldn't have done Chronicles Humanity without that. Because I had a very specific, dark, gritty... Everything has to look used. That's the kind of environment I like in sci-fi. I don't want everything to look clean. I mean, I like that as well in Star Trek, but it's not really what I want to do for my own stuff. But that kind of thing didn't exist in Mobystorm. So.
And did you start making Chronicles of Humanity before or after the Face Morphers came?
I started working on it before, and then they released it, so I had to go back and re-render all that footage of the new characters. that took about a week.
And so you have 1.4 now, correct?
That's right, yeah.
So you're going to be making the vampire thing after Chronicles of Humanity. Anything else after that?
I've got two more seasons worth of Chronicles of Humanity that I'll probably be working on afterwards. A few other ideas for short projects, but I haven't decided if I'm going to make those yet or not. So we'll see.
And you also said that you need music. Do you have anyone in mind?
I have contacted one composer, but I think he's very busy, so I'm probably not going to hear back from him. I don't really have anyone else. Go ahead.
I do have some good music sites. If you need any, you can get custom music from some sites, and also some pre-done music, which would be good for Chronicles of Humanity. So if you ever need some sites, then just ask me. I can give you a link.
Yeah, very helpful.
Yeah.
I'll just get on that.
And that'll be $100, please. I just had one more question, but I forgot it.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and ask then.
Okay, I'll try to think of it.
Okay, now, you mentioned some of the things that you like about Movie Storm, but what would you say are some good points that Movie Storm has that maybe you haven't seen in other programs?
Well, I haven't really looked at... iClone is kind of a big competition, but I haven't really looked at the iClone's capabilities for a long time, so I don't really know how well they compare, but I do like how easy to use Movie Storm is. It didn't take me long to figure out how to do something with Movie Storm. Some of the other game engines, it takes a while to, especially if there's a machine or toolkits like Source Engine and Dragon Age. I've looked at those and it's quite terrifying, really, just how much control you get. And that's not really for me. I like being able to get into making something very quickly. And so, yeah, Movie Storm is very good for that. But even though it's easy to run, it's still very powerful in what you can do, which is also very nice and what I was looking for the kind of course.
I just have my question. Do you do voiceovers?
Yes, I do. I do a couple of voiceovers for other people's stuff, and I do my own in my own work as well. Mostly my own work, but I'm happy to do a voiceovers for other people.
Cool. And so what? Wow.
Yeah, did your train derail again?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how about then the other side of the coin? What would you say are some of the downfalls that Movie Storm has? Some things that...
Oh, that was my next question.
Oh. I stole it.
You're reading his mind. One thing I think Movie Storm really needs is the ability to have custom animations for the characters. Although I haven't had any real need for that so far, I can see that it would add a lot more flexibility. I've lost my train of thought now. A lot more flexibility. It'd add a lot more flexibility to what people can create if they've got the option for those animations.
So you're talking about custom animations, correct?
Yes, right.
Yeah, like, I personally think that if they Movestorm does sometime have that in the future, it would probably be unstoppable, you know?
Yeah.
I would draw more people to it, you know, because most of the other machinima things, or some of the other things like the Movies Game and Movestorm, you know, don't have that right now, but if they do, then, you know, it may drag more people into it, I think.
Yeah. The other thing I think it would be handy to have is your objects like cars that you can move, but they only move like cars. You can't make them roll or turn in different directions that easily. And so the ability to have that in Movie Storm would be very handy as well.
Yeah, like maybe the car can have an animation in it, where, you know, I can do that, you know, like you can with, like, drink a cup of coffee with a person, or you can do kind of like that with the car, where it can turn or just be straight or backwards.
Yeah, it would be nice to be able to bring a mod in from, say, SketchUp and create a motion path in the mod shop and then attribute it to the mod.
Yeah, that would be very handy.
I don't know if that's ever going to be possible, but it would be nice.
It's something that maybe some kind of lacks, and it would have been helpful in some of the space scenes I was doing.
And what packs are you hoping what I'm also hoping to see in the future. Like, I know the custom animation stuff, and but like anything else, like specific, like an office pack or something like that.
There's the sword fighting pack they've been teasing about. They've shown a couple of clips, and I'm really looking forward to using that and having some fun with it. That'd be good for the vampire film as well.
Has that come out yet? Surely, because I think
the sword pack. I don't think so.
Okay. So I thought it was going to come with
Chris is in the chat. There you go, ask Chris.
I thought it was like going to be with the castle and peasants pack or something, you know, Morning Storm or something like that.
Well, they had lightsabers or something, but they weren't happy with the way that they looked, and that's before Christmas, so I don't know why they haven't come up with that yet.
They can just take the lightsabers out. We'll take the swords.
Oh, and the lightsabers as well.
Oh.
I also think I read
Yell
once
sci-fi.
That... sci-fi.
Yes.
I think I read once that one of the swords looked like a lightsaber, but it wasn't, because then it would hold like some copywritten thing.
If we just change the name or something, but yeah. When you look at it, it's a lightsaber.
A nightsaber or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm a Star Wars fan as well, so I want those weapons. And
yeah.
Actually, that's another thing, like, I just... being able to create more... I know these things are starting to appear, but clothing for characters, like helmets and so on, that's not the same shape as whatever you've already got with the official packs, but it's like, let's say I wanted to make Darth Vader, because we're talking about sci-fi, and he's not, you can't really do that with any of the body parts and the heads, helmets or anything that already exist in Movie Storm. But being able to, if I was to create his helmet in SketchUp, it'd be good to import that into Movie Storm and then just say this is a helmet and it goes over his head.
Yeah, instead of having to have all the bones that it's going to touch.
Yeah.
On the face.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But I don't know how they'll do that.
And Chris says, the swords is an official Movie Storm pack, not Modding Storm. Okay. Will be out as soon as code update is made.
Okay, so that's question is...
Speaking about Modding Storm, though, have you checked that out?
I have. I've seen, it was last week when, during the show that was being talked about, and had a look at that. I was very impressed by the Cthulhu mod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very impressed by that, too, so... That was amazing.
I might do something with that at some point as well.
Yeah. But overall, what do you think of the site?
It's a very good site. It's good that these mods are coming out, and especially high-quality mods.
Yeah, and especially that it's coming from the guy that makes all the actual packs and stuff, you know, Chris Ollis. So that's good to see him.
Yeah.
Modding as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, jeez. It's like, I think I feel steam coming on my brain right now.
it's difficult to talk about the show because that's so far all I've put out as a trailer.
Is there any movies coming out? Any movies from movies or something coming out soon that you're interested in, that you think of?
Nothing comes... I don't really keep track of what's coming out until it's almost ready, because I get excited about it and then I get impatient.
Yeah. So,
I watch stuff as it comes out. So I'm afraid I can't really answer that question.
Okay. Yeah, it's, seems like you're doing very well right now in Movie Storm.
Yeah.
And now Jake has run out of things to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of different, like, other questions. He was just mainly just answered all of them.
Oh, Anima Technica has a question for you, Darth.
Okay.
Wasn't he working on a live-action fantasy movie?
I was, and I kind of needed to do, record the dialogue from the two actresses in it, but neither of them are that excited to do it, so I can't really do anything else with that project. Which is a shame, because it would have turned out quite nicely, but there we go.
Yeah, sometimes it isn't fun waiting for lines.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And have you written... and have you written spoofs?
I have. I did a Star Wars parody, The Death of Jar Jar, which is exactly what it sounds like. and then I did a special edition of that, which has creatures from other sci-fi set stories coming in after Jar Jar as well. You've got the Borg and you've got Daleks. It's kind of crazy, but I just had the idea for it and I had to make it. That's probably my most popular film.
And what other movies have you made?
A four-part Star Wars. I guess that's a theme with me, isn't it?
Yeah.
A four-part Star Wars series, which I released one every year. And I finished that in 2008. And that's probably one big project I did before, Chronicles. I used some of the Star Wars games for that. That's before I moved on to Movie Storm. I'm very proud of that work, and the first one is Falling Into Darkness, and it's a bit rough in places, but then you get the next one and the quality sort of improves, and there's a big jump because I've learned how to do things better between each one. Like and the last one, I figured out how to do lip sync, so the characters actually have the moving mouths, which none of the others had before that. I was almost tempted to go back and remake the first three just to have that in, but I thought I'd done enough and it's time to do something new. And then before that I did Continuity, which was Buffy themed, Buffy inspired series about vampires, which I guess is another theme that seems to be running with me at the moment. Yeah, that's my first Machinima project.
Cool.
I may do some more of that at some point as well. I've got a few ideas that have been coming to mind lately. But we'll see. Chronicles takes up a huge amount of my time.
Oh, yeah.
How many hours a day would you work on it?
I spend most of my free time working on it. It must have been about a year ago that I got started.
Wow.
A lot of that was designing the models, so when I do more, hopefully it will be a bit quicker.
Yeah. But I believe that it's work well done, though, right? Yeah. Job well done.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much. So, I'm very proud of it. I can't wait to show people.
Can't wait. You know, it's going. And like, are you gonna premiere any indie theater, or are you just gonna go straight to like TMU or something?
What I thought I might do is have a premiere each episode in the indie theater a day or so before I put out in the general release. But it depends. I don't want to take. It would be on a weekly basis, so that'd be 8 weeks worth. It depends if Dale would be happy with me using up a slot every week for that.
I don't think he would mind, you know. But I'll just let him speak for himself, you know. So
I don't like to impose, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. You can impose on DL. We'll let you do that.
Yeah.
And then as I was working on it, I realized I could probably edit them together into feature length release as well, but I'm not sure how I'd put that up. Could be quite long.
What's your favorite pack, actually?
Ooh. That's a good one. Probably the sci-fi pack, because there's, I don't know, there's just lots of sci-fi things in it which have been very helpful. Yeah, I'll go with that one. The sci-fi pack.
Yeah. I wish you the best in the future for all of your movies. Yeah.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see Chronicles of Humanity. So thanks for coming on.
Thank
thanks
you.
A lot.
Yes, definitely let us know when you're premiering them, because I want to watch them too.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, you'll know. No, I'll be at your premiere tomorrow as well, Jake, so that'll be fun.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thanks.
See, so there will be two people there, Jake.
Yay. So thanks for coming on again. I'm going to just do a quick chat and shout out, and then...
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so, with us we have Anima Technica, Darth Angelus, thanks for coming on again, Chris Aulis, or Happy Toast, whatever you want to call him, myself, and good day. Thanks for listening. Shirley Martin, thanks for coming on again, as always. Wolf, thanks for listening, if you are. And also, Witch Whisper, thanks for listening also if you are. So, thanks everyone for tuning in, and we hope to see, we hope you come back again in the future. Awesome. And, yeah, so, and also come tomorrow to see 2 Weeks in Texas in the premiere, which stars Killian, Afterthought, and Sean Martin, as well as Ken White and Scuppy. So, yeah, that premieres tomorrow after Ken Rogers' show, which is 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 Pacific, 6 Central, 12 midnight UK. So, we hope that you make it. So, thank you. So, thanks again, and any final words?
And I will thank Darth myself for being on the show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, so, thanks again, and any final words, Darth?
Well, look forward to Chronicles of Humanity coming soon, maybe.
All right, well, storm on, people. Storm on.